The French Prime Minister, François Fillon, has condemned an arson attack on the Paris offices of a satirical magazine. The magazine, Charlie Hebdo, published a cartoon with a turban-clad Prophet Muhammad on its front cover. The attack has shaken France at a time when it's trying to balance religious freedom and secularism in a country with Europe's largest Muslim population. Here's Bronwyn Herbert.
The offices were burnt down on the same day the magazine published a special edition slugged Sharia Hebdo. The front page showed a cartoon-like bearded man saying 100 lashes if you don't die laughing. A back page cartoon came with the caption, "Yes, Islam is compatible with humour." Charlie Hebdo's editor-in-chief, Stéphane Charbonnier, says the fire was triggered by a Molotov cocktail.
The fire spread and luckily the firemen intervened in time before the whole building was burnt down.
The magazine's editor says the issue was focusing on recent political gains by Islamists in Tunisia and Libya.
As everyone tells us not to worry about Libya or Tunisia, we wanted to imagine what a mild version of Sharia would look like, a Sharia not rigorously applied.
The French Prime Minister, François Fillon, said the perpetrators will be brought to justice. Interior Minister Claude Guéant says press freedom is sacrosanct for the French.
We'll do everything to find those who did this attack, because it is an attack. If some believe they can impose their views on the French Republic, views that the Republic refuses, they're mistaken. We'll fight them. The French reject this imperialism.
Mohamed Messaoui heads the French Council for the Muslim Faith. He condemned the attack, but says he deplores what he calls the paper's mocking tone.
I'm also vigilant regarding the perpetrators, because I'm already hearing here and there that Muslims did it. But I think it is better to wait for the results of the investigation.
Not everyone is convinced the attack was the work of Muslims. Some believe right-wing activists might be behind it. Iman Egdali is a civil rights campaigner.
It's quite amazing to see how everyone draws conclusions in the French political parties when the investigation is still at point zero. We always tend to associate Islam with violent reactions.
Danish cartoons of Muhammad caused outrage in the Muslim world in 2005, with at least 50 people killed in the ensuing unrest. Charlie Hebdo was taken to court by Muslims in 2007 for racial insults after reprinting the same cartoons, a decision then French President Jacques Chirac condemned as overly provocative.
Bronwyn Herbert, the reporter there.